Great reminder there from Matthew West. We are to not stop praying because God is faithful to answer our prayers when we call on Him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good reminder for me right now. I'm going to pray, Lord, I really want to win the What Day Is It game right now. I really, really do.
You want to make it a twofer?
I do.
Because you got it yesterday?
I did it yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, your chance is always 1 in 3.
That's true.
Today is February 6th. This is the What Day Is It game.
Mm-hmm.
I took a look at the list of different holidays. There are tons every day. I say that all the time, and it is true.
Mm-hmm.
I have multiple websites, and I probably only need one, but sometimes it's fun to look around and see what else is out there.
Oh, sure.
So two of these days are real. They're today. One of these is fake. I made it up. You
okay.
And Beth are going to guess which is the fake day.
All right.
We have Platitude Day out of the gate.
Platitude.
A lighthearted day. Tribute to those overused yet oddly comforting phrases we hear all the time.
Hmm.
I'm not comforting. One of them they list here is it is what it is, which is...
I think we've established that is not a favorite of yours.
Well documented as like my least favorite phrase ever. but everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Good things come to those who wait.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Mm. Life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We embrace the cliches today. Okay. Then we also have National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Delicious. I have not had Froyo in a long time.
In the middle of winter.
Hey, doesn't
or
matter.
Is it?
Doesn't matter.
One of these is fake, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just always like, why would I eat this when ice cream exists? I mean, it's similar.
Well, if you want to be a little trendy.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that still trendy?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, in my world it is, but, you know, consider my advancing age. Yeah. I mean,
for
me, a trend is like a long established
Yeah.
Platitude. I don't
know. Yeah. Speaking of trends, we got Lame Duck Day to end this out. National Lame Duck.
Okay.
It happens every 4 years. Well, anyway, Lame Duck is an elected... Actually, happens every couple... It happens all the time.
Okay.
It's an elected official who's approaching the end of his or her term in office where the successor has already been elected.
Mm, okay.
And there's feels late for this to be right, but then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did I yank it from earlier?
Okay.
Or is it today?
All right. I want Platitude Day to be today.
Mm-hmm.
If for no other reason than to torment you with all kinds of cliches today, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. And I could rally the rest of the staff around this.
It is what it is.
Oh, that could be so much fun.
I really think it's just this one here that I really don't like. Some of the other ones
just,
I don't.
Just
I
that
probably,
one, huh?
I probably say some of the other ones.
Okay. All right. Well.
But that one.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Love Frozen Yogurt Day.
Yep.
I love that concept. Love the idea. Love me some frozen yogurt. And I'm like, put all the things on it.
Yeah.
All the things.
As much as I was like dissing it a little bit ago, I wouldn't turn it down.
No.
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 It's close enough to ice cream. I'm like, yeah.
I'm thinking of this one spot where like the bar, like the buffet of all the condiments that you can put on the Froyo is like epic. And I need to go to this place.
We've got to somehow make this frozen yogurt not healthy.
Exactly. You know, anything that's like a chocolate sprinkle or candy or, you know, candy coated fruit or anything like that, just throw it on there.
Would you like some frozen yogurt with your caramel, Ryan?
Yes, please. A little
dab on top. My bowl of caramel.
Yum. And then Lame Duck Day. It just, oh, yeah. Oh, it just, that just seems so... Wah, wah,
wah,
you know,
If you know exactly the feeling, if you've ever like resigned from a job and you have to work out your 2 weeks' notice, you're like,
oh yeah, you're so out of there, but
why,
this is merely ceremonial.
Ryan, what do you think about that? It doesn't really matter what you think. It's true, it doesn't.
It's like, okay, sure, we're good. Never mind. Oh my. Okay. Oh dear. I don't understand the lame duck day just because of the timing of it. I don't understand it, but yet historically I know that like inauguration day wasn't always January 20th.
Right.
You know, I think it was in March at one point in time. So this could be it. Oh. But okay. And because platitude day is just kind of weird, it could be true. Oh, okay.
I feel like I've done well.
You have done well. You have done well.
I wasn't.
So, okay. All right. Because of that, because of the weirdness of the history, and because platitude day is so weird, I'm going to go unconventional here, and I'm going to say today is not National Froggits and Yogurt Day.
Hold on. I need to remember which one did I make up.
Okay.
Here, I'll do it again.
Not this time.
Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day. Okay. I just had a little brain freeze there.
Okay.
Because of the frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
That one is today.
You're thinking too hard about frozen yogurt.
Yeah. Frozen Yogurt Day is today. All right. So it's one of the other two. That's
so my logic failed me on that.
I'm sorry. You can still get it half right. It's either Platitude Day or National Lame Duck Day. One of those days is wrong.
I'm going to say you made up Platitude Day then. Okay.
Sadly. Mm-kay. I mean, if that stops your plans, okay with that.
Sure does.
It is what it is, Beth.
I can't.
I can't even say it.
I can't justify my diabolical plot then.
I mean, you could do whatever you want there. It's not a real day. You can make it a day. But a National Lame Duck Day, yes, inaugurations used to occur on March 4th.
Well, that's what I thought.
So, yeah. And they never moved the day for some reason. Maybe it's,
now, that's silly.
Maybe it's harder to move a day than we think. I think you just declare it. I don't know.
It's easy to declare, but hard to move? What is up with that? So, that makes no sense.
I think we just all console ourselves with some frozen yogurt.
There you
go. And call it a day.
Here's
the goodness of God from Jen Johnson, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.